Are you ready to become the best that you can be? Do you want to climb to higher heights in your life than where you've ever been before? Well, you're going to need to take specific actions to make that happen. You're going to have to release the authentic you. You're going to have to reveal to the outer world the real you. Who is the real you? The real you is that person on the inside that has inclinations to think a certain way. That person on the inside that has inclinations to be good at certain things. That person on the inside that has inclinations toward various passions. You yearn for certain things. You enjoy doing certain things. You speak a certain way. You like certain things. The authentic you is the real you. There is a problem. That problem is you may not even know who the authentic you really is. You spent so much time conforming to your social group. You spent so much time conforming to your family. You have spent so much time conforming to your culture. You have spent so much time conforming to your circle of friends. You spent so much time conforming to the people in your school. You have spent so much time conforming to the people in your career that you have never discovered who you really are. So the first step to unlimiting the greater you is going to be discovering the authentic you. You cannot operate in being the authentic you until you actually discover your authenticity. You're going to have to get to know yourself. Getting to know yourself is one of the priorities of gaining wisdom. If you want to be a person that seeks out wisdom and grows in wisdom, knowing yourself is a foundation. Knowing yourself. What do you really like in life? What passions do you have? What things do you hate? There are some things that you really hate in life. That's giving you information. That's giving you information. What problems do you get excited about solving? That's telling you something about yourself. What things do you like in life? That's also telling you a lot. Okay? What are you naturally good at? That doesn't mean you're the best at it. But what are you naturally good at? You need to jot all this information down. Write it all down. Because you're building upon discovering who you are and what you're about. Isn't it something? We study English, we study math, we study science, we study all these different things in school. But we never study ourselves. We never, ever discover who we really are. There are times where you are in situations among people. You're among the crowd, and opinions are given in the crowd by the various people. And it comes time for you to give what you think about it. And you shy back and you just blend in with the crowd by agreeing. But deep down, you don't agree at all. But you just go along with the crowd and you do what everybody else does. You may have a deep problem on the inside, a burning desire that you know is prevalent in your personal world. And you're moved to want to solve it. That is giving you information about purpose for your life. It's giving you information about purpose for your life. The authentic you. You will learn new things about yourself day after day as you seek out to know yourself better. We can understand in a new relationship, it takes time to get to know that person, no matter what relationship it may be. Well, you're going to need to take the mindset at this time to get to know yourself each and every day. Have a goal for each day to get to know new things about yourself. Set a personal goal for a specific number of new things to learn about yourself every day. And as you learn those new things, really think about it. Ask questions about it of yourself. Seek answers and go deeper into what you find out. This should be a fun time for you. Getting to know yourself. There's a lot to know about you. But imagine, you don't even know because you've never taken the time to think about it this way. You may think you know yourself, but you will discover things about yourself that you didn't even know. There are things that you're good at naturally that you didn't even know is there. you're capable of accomplishing goals that you don't even realize. So you're going to need to begin trying new things. This is another way that you will be able to discover the authentic you. You can't know what you're capable of unless you put yourself in situations to see what you're capable of. So you need to purposefully put yourself in new environments to try new things that you haven't tried before. Maybe things that you shied away from because you just thought it wasn't you. It wasn't a fit. Actually, those are the things you want to try. Those things you thought that wasn't a fit. Maybe other scenarios where you just shied away because of fear. Pure and simple. It was fear. That's why you didn't do it. You need to step out and put yourself out there. Step out of your comfort zone. Make yourself uncomfortable and try new things. And when you try new things, you have to realize you're not always good when you first start. Most of the time, you won't be good at it at all. But that doesn't mean that you can't become good at it. You even need to see what you're made of. How long can you stick with something and become good at it? You can achieve a certain level of proficiency after a few weeks of doing something consistently. You may not be a master at it, of course, but you can gain some level of proficiency. You have to stick with things to actually see what you're made of. If you never stick with anything, you won't really know what you're capable of doing. So get out there so you can get to know what you're capable of. Allow yourself to meditate. And what I mean by meditate, get by yourself. Think about different times in your life, different events that has occurred. Think about how you responded in those events. How did it make you feel when you responded in those ways? Do you regret responding in a given way you did, or can you think of some better ways that you could have responded to make that event turn out differently and better? Write all these things down. Learn from your past. Learn from how you responded. See what you're about. What regrets do you have? Write all that down so that you can discover areas where you did not respond in the way you truly wanted to respond. You were being weak at those times, not speaking up to what you actually have within you, deep down within you. Write that down. You're building a picture of who you really are. You're building a picture of who you really are. Discovering the authentic you. There are some things that you know about yourself now, some of you. And you know that you haven't been doing what you're really passionate about. you have entered into careers that somebody else wanted you to go into. You are in a career right now and you know your time is up. And there are some other passions inside of you. But because of what other people will think, you stay in your current career knowing that you need to transition. So you stay unhappy because you're trying to please other people. Okay? Some of you may be getting ready to marry the wrong person. You know that it's not right. But because of what other people want you to do, you're going to do it anyway. And live with regrets. You have to choose to stop the regrets and begin living authentically. Begin living with an authenticity that's undeniable. Undeniable. You have to be bold about it. That's the place that you want to get to. If you're going to unlimit that greater one in you, you're going to have to live according to the authentic you. Now's the time. Set it out to be a project. One of the most important projects of your life. To learn of yourself. This is just as important as learning math or English. It's just as important as learning all the things that we learn in school. That's a requirement. This is a requirement for you to be the best you can be. You must discover the authentic you. You must discover who you really are. It's very important. The authentic you is connected to your happiness. You will never be truly happy until you connect with the authentic you. And there's depth to who you are. So this is a mindset that you need to have continually, day after day. Never have a mindset that you've arrived. There's so much to learn about yourself, especially the older that you are. You can learn so much from all of the experiences that you've had in life. You have to go back to those experiences and really study them. Most of the time, you've just let experiences go right by you and you've never thought about them again. Or when you have thought about them, there's been no deepness of thought. You have to go back to those experiences in your life and really study them, learn from them. How did you respond in those situations? And study about why you responded in the way you did. Why did you respond? That's going to give you a lot of information about yourself, why you responded in the way you did. Okay? And when you responded in those ways, was it really how you wanted to respond? How could you have responded better? How would it made your outcomes be better? Think about it. Think about it. Think about these things. They're giving you lots of information. You'll be discovering new things about yourself every day, every week, every month. And year after year, there's so much about you. You probably don't even realize that you have that much depth about yourself, but you do. You respond in ways currently. You don't really think about it. Sometimes you may do. You may think, you know, why do I respond this way? But then it's just a passing thought. But knowing why you respond in the way you do will enable you to make even better decisions. It will make you be even stronger in who you are. and get more powerful results. The authentic you. You must operate in the authentic you to be able to unlimit the greater you. So start right now learning who you are. Take notes. Write everything down so you can go back and study what you've written down. Don't just write things down and then never look at it again. Write the things down and then study it. Think deeply about the things that you learn. And you'll get more and more education about who you are. Never stop doing this. Let it be a daily thing.